What would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as the psychic angel channelers, Julie Geigel, Alicia Isaacs House, and Catherine Glass allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill.
Welcome, welcome everyone. Our theme for the month is mental health, and today's topic is letting go of crazy. This is Julie Geigel, International Psychic Medium, Trance Channel for Archangel Metatron and the Masters of Light, and Awakened Healer. You can find me over at www.juliegeigel.com and on Facebook at Spiritual Psychic Medium Julie Geigel. Are you getting your weekly dose of angel inspiration? When you sign up for our weekly email messages, you are automatically added to our free healing list, where I offer a free remote healing with my John of God crystal bed for everyone on my list. Right after the show, you can sign up over at www.juliegeigel.com. All right. And so we are going to go ahead and ring the tincture bells to clear out any lower vibrations and create a pure sacred space for channeling. And then just take three deep breaths with me. Here we go. Welcome. I am Metatron. We are thrilled and delighted to join you here today, opening up this beautiful gateway to healing, this beautiful portal of deep connection with this beautiful angelic realm that is ever available, constantly connected to you. And as you allow yourself to settle down, settle in, and deepen this beautiful connection with us, we offer to you our love, our light, our transformational connection. For as you take time every day to tune in and align with this angelic frequency, you will open up to more of who you are and who you came here to be. A beautiful, constant array of expansion, ever present, ever available, always accessible. We are delighted to watch you evolve and open to more and more of this beautiful ascension process that is occurring here on your earth. As you align and tune in with these calmer, serene frequencies, you will be able to let go of the crazy busyness of your human being. And as you let go of this craziness of being human, the ego constantly running willy-nilly, fretting and worrying, turning around in circles, chasing your tail, all of that dissolves. All of that dissipates when you allow yourself to step into this frequency of now. So take a moment with me, if you will, and literally imagine yourself physically taking a giant step out of your human dimension into the spiritual realm, into the present moment. For when you are present, you are actually in this spiritual realm. You are actually in this frequency, this space of tranquility, of beautiful ease, infinite peace and tranquility surrounds you, envelopes you, encompasses and encases you. Practice this as often as you are able. It is simply being. There is no action that is necessary. It is simply being present with where you are and what you have, allowing the judgments to dissolve, allowing the to-do list to evaporate, allowing the busyness of your mind to cease, and focusing. Oftentimes, Julie will use sounds to focus, whether it's the trickling of water or the hum of a refrigerator or the wind rustling in the leaves. Allow sound to bring you into this beautiful moment of presence. And as you do this throughout your day, literally a minute, 5 minutes, a breath, an acknowledgement that you are more than simply a human being doing. You are a magnificent spiritual creature that is being. Allow this truth to sink deeply into every fiber of your soul. Every cell of your being. Hold this grace in your hand and allow it to spill out, spill over into everything that you touch today. We are with you with every breath you take and every step you make. We are with you, constantly guiding you, constantly available for assistance. You need only tune into our frequency and ask for help. And as you allow this opening to occur within your soul, your connection will grow deeper and stronger, stronger and deeper every single day. Opening, opening, opening. Receiving, receiving, receiving. Now. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here today. You are listening to Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern. This is Julie Teigel. Coming up in our next segment is Susan Kuhler and Jacob, a master teacher from the Akasha.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hi, I'm Julie Geigel. Join us on our annual John of God Healing Retreat or experience a John of God Crystal Bed Session. You can find more information at juliegeigel.com.
And I'm Elise Isaacs-Howes, International Soul Connection Expert. Are you looking for more energy, calmness, clarity, or an inspired solution? Then get your free Soul Connection Kit at yoursoulstory.com today.
I'm Catherine Glass. Check out my psychic development classes at catherineglass.com.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Hi, this is Bill Maher. I can find humor in almost anything, but one thing I never laugh about is cruelty to animals. If you don't get the joke either, right. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, 501 Front Street, Norfolk, Virginia, 23510.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Susan Schuler. Thank you, Julie Geigel, for that insight from Archangel Metatron.
I work with a team of healing guides, and Jacob is the leader of these guides, and he is who I call on to access the Akashic Records. I am a professional psychic medium who does one-on-one readings, group readings, and several events each month, both mediumship as well as psychic fun audience readings in the Los Angeles area. So let me just tap into Jacob. Welcome, divine being. We are pleased to be with you today and that you have chosen to make time from your busy lives. We find it interesting that even the contemplation of this topic can frighten many of you. That is because the act of slowing down will then force you to think about things you may push down in the far recesses of your mind as you try to ignore the gentle nudges we send your way. It is a challenge for you to understand this, my gentle ones, but action is not always required for things to get done. Very often, the action you force to constantly occur has exactly the opposite of its desired effect. So many of you self-sabotage and actually get in the way of your own progress. We do not know where the idea first came to be on your planet that physical activity, living in a hurly-burly type of world, was tangible proof that you were a productive human being. For most often, quite the opposite is true. Those of you who choose to run through your human lives day to day in an out of breath existence are actually missing the point of why you signed on to be here at this time. Your technology does not help the plight either. And most of you feel a sense of panic at the thought of being unplugged for any period of time. Slow down. Most of your individual worlds are recklessly spinning out of control. Do you ever really look at one another and see? Or is there constant movement blurring your vision and making you blind? My dear fragile ones, you are here at this time to see, really see. But with all of the activity you choose to allow in your life, it rather feels that you are running a race with yourself where there are no rules nor finish lines and many of you are making your human bodies ill in the process. The stress you cause, the way this stress manifests into the physical pain and suffering, the way this destroys many of your human relationships. Stop. Slow down. Remember why you are here this time. We watch as many of you scramble like ants, busy working, but no one seems to be in unison. Wake up, busy ones, before you become ill or forget to achieve what you really incarnated for this time. You are so busy doing, you have forgotten to be that human being. Most of you have been raised with so much action that the act of being still is foreign. Yet, we are here to tell you that when you choose to be still, that this is where you will develop. So, for you overachievers, of which there are many, you can progress more by actually giving your human bodies permission to slow down, breathe, and relax. Literally, unplug yourselves now, and then from your matrix, you need to go within and stop looking for fulfillment and happiness from without. For those types of joy will fly away almost as quickly as they land on your shoulder. The beauty within, deep inside your soul, is where the divine resides. And this is where true peace, joy, and ecstasy reside. Learn to watch the simple things in life. The sun, the hills, the ocean, and the stars. They need not to do more than to be. They strive not to be anything but what they are. They understand the importance of allowing what they are. Allow. Allow yourself to be you, the real you, not the you you have invented. And now, believe is who you truly are, for that is not you. Breathe. Sit. Relax and learn to see the subtle things in life. For these are truly the real things, the things that matter on your planet. Breathe. No one will remember all of those other ego-driven driven things you place such importance on when you travel back to the source of all that is. Do not permit your ego to run your show. You cannot be yourself if you never allow yourself to be. Quiet your body, your mind, your eye. Breathe. Slow yourself and begin to listen and hear. You will not be disappointed with the results. Because unless you learn to do this, all your actions will be against you. Be, allow, breathe, and then you will achieve. We love you and are always here when you call, simply a breath away. This is Susan Schuler. We are going to take a short commercial break. Please stay tuned for Carrie Ann Larson, who will be channeling Orion from the Celestial Realms. Thank you.
Edge of Conscious Radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Come heal yourself. What is healing? Healing is nothing but connecting with your all-knowing higher self that already has solutions to all your problems and is always there to guide you. Through this show, we help you to connect with that you are and tap into that innate potential you have to transform your life and fly high. Please join me, your host Monica Goyal, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Pacific. Namaste.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Be sure to sign up for our free healing list at juliegeigel.com.
I'm Alicia Isaacs-Howes, International Soul Connection Expert. Everyone has a soul story, and today you can learn how to work in yours in the self-study Soul Journeys Akashic Record Level 1 at yoursoulstory.com.
I'm Catherine Glass. Stop by and show us some love at our Facebook page, Angel Talk Tuesday, and remember your magnificence.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Hi, this is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Every 2 minutes, another American is sexually assaulted. If you or someone you know has been sexually assaulted, you are not alone. Help is just a call or click away through the National Sexual Assault Hotline. Please call 1-800-656-HOPE, that's H-O-P-E, or visit rain.org, that's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Carrie Ann Larson. Thank you so much, Susan Schuler, for that wisdom from Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha. I am so happy to connect with you all again this week. I am a medium, shaman, and what I like to call a creative adventurer. I do mediumship and psychic readings and shamanic healings and classes over the phone and in the Los Angeles area.
You can hop over to my website, which is carriemlarson.com, if you'd like to stay connected through the rest of the week and stay updated on all the awesomeness that's happening. I do work with several guides and angels, and Orion is currently taking the leadership role when I'm channeling, and I know he is anxiously awaiting to begin, so let's dive in. Hello, brothers and sisters of the earthly plane. It is I, Archangel Orion from the celestial realm. My, what a focus you have today. Crazy. Such a strange word with so much heaviness attached. So much power in words. And they are only words. Look at the action of crazy. To be out of sync with those around you. Not so bad. To not follow the path that others have tread. Let go of the words, and you will let go of the need to follow others. Let go of the crazy. Then you are free to be out of sync, to be unique, to pave your own path. Release the constant need to always do. We watch you all as you endlessly go about always doing. Let that go. Let go of the doing so you are free to simply be. Then you will no longer feel crazy. You will feel free. Breathe in your uniqueness. Allow it to express itself in the most divine way. That is why you are here. Radiate your most pure self, the part of you that is free of the confines that humans place on themselves. Stop and breathe in so you can release your restrictions, release your schedules and to-do lists, your alarm clocks, your reminders. Release them and instead remind yourself of what you truly want. Remember what your soul came here to do. What you truly want and what your soul came here to do are one in the same. Discover your purpose. Remember your purpose. Live your purpose. Let yourself be crazy in your purpose
not in your life. Detach from the anxiousness of the word crazy. Release yourself from the constant need to keep going and instead stop and witness. Be present. Crazy happens when you are living in the past or are anxious about the future. But the present is where the beauty truly lies. Breathe in and enjoy the present. Then you can be crazy in your purpose, radiant, unique, and utterly divine crazy. The blissfulness of crazy without the heaviness that you put upon yourself. Do not be afraid to be unique. Do not fear letting your true self show. It is only the false self that create the fear, the egos, and the shadows. You are a light being, and you are meant to shine. Allow yourself to release all that is holding you back from shining, from being unique and radiant, and the blissful kind of crazy. Stop the constant doing, the working, always the working. Release it so you can be. Allow that to be your new kind of crazy. Breathe in who you are. Breathe in who you are meant to truly be. Allow your soul to shine. Release the constant crazy of life so you can embrace your own uniqueness in your purpose. There is so much reward in allowing
your soul to live its true purpose. There is so much beauty to witness when one embraces their soul and lives their purpose. So stop doing breathe in your divine self. So you will be free to be your divine crazy self without the crazy life. This is Carrie Ann Larson. Stay tuned for our psychic discussion on today's channeled messages. Also, if you have questions about our channeling, be sure to join us in our Angel Talk Tuesday break room on Facebook, where we connect with you during our commercials. Stay tuned, and we will check back with you shortly. And Carrie, why don't you tell us where we can find you today? You can find me at my website, which is carrieannlarson.com. And that is K-A-R-I. On Facebook, it is the same, Carrie Ann Larson.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Carrie. That was an amazing channel today. Stay tuned.
Conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle. Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at devlivemedium.com. That's D-E-B-L-I-V medium.com.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking.
You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Are you looking for a place to connect with like-minded souls? Check out our inner circle at juliegeigel.com.
I'm Alicia Isaacs Howes. Are you a coach, healer, or a purpose-driven entrepreneur, but you don't have enough time or financial freedom? Then apply for a free business acceleration session today at yoursoulstory.com.
I'm Catherine Glass. Come to our amazing Soul Culture Retreat May 20th through the 23rd in lovely Stowe, Vermont. Sign up at catherineglass.com.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Hi, this is Josh Groban. My favorite thing about music is its ability to inspire and nourish the soul. That's why I'm proud to work with Feeding America, an organization that inspires hope for families in need and helps nourish the 16 million kids in this country struggling with hunger. The Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and helps get it to kids in need, but they can't do it alone. Find out how you can help at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Julie Geigel. Thank you for listening to Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio. Thank you, Carrie Ann Larson, for that lovely message from Archangel Orion. And now we're just going to take a moment to discuss some insights and messages we received during the channeling today. If you have any messages or questions you'd like to share with us, be sure to post them in our Angel Talk Tuesday break room on Facebook, where we connect with you during our commercials. And I love the mute button, but I'm telling you, I forget to take it off sometimes. So, very exciting show today. We started off with Metatron. And, Carrie, you're going to have to help us out with messages from Metatron. I totally go blank. And
it's always exciting to hear.
Yeah.
I as well. I get wrapped up when you ladies are channeling. It's just amazing. One of the things Metatron brought forward was that it is simply being there, being present. It's not the action that's necessary. It's simply being present with where you are and with what you have, and allowing the busyness of your mind to cease. And I feel like that was a recurring theme for us today, and that was just, I thought that was just so beautiful how he put that.
Yeah, I remember, talking a lot about allowing, and I think that sometimes one of the things that had come up, I think, during Susan's channeling was, when we sometimes, when we have a lot of pain, we fill our lives with a lot of things. And it's those quiet moments when we're alone and we have that tendency to get bored when some of those feelings and emotions to come up. So I think that, especially with the ascension that's occurring right now, there's a lot of intense emotions, and there's a beautiful healing that's occurring, but can often be quite intense for people. If you stop and slow down and allow yourself that time throughout your day to simply be present.
Mm-hmm.
Julie,
even though I missed your segment because of technical difficulties, I have to say that it's the whole theme of allow. I kept hearing it, and I even heard it in Carrie's too.
Me too.
It was just so significant.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I just think we forget to allow. It's like we're so busy, especially as Americans. We like force things to happen. We think that, like, if it's to be, it's up to me, and you kind of get that like go, go, go attitude, and we don't just allow it. And it does feel like a butterfly that lands on your shoulder when you're not looking.
Absolutely.
And it's very much that receptive part of us, allowing is essentially opening to just receiving. And when we're constantly go, 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 you don't have that opportunity to just be and receive. And I think breathing was a big one. That kept popping up in all of our messages today was taking the time to stop and breathe. And I think just that moment of, even in the middle of a crazy day, just stopping and taking a deep breath and allowing for that moment a little bit of peace. Well,
and that's the important thing. Sometimes meditation isn't, you know, a full-blown hour at a certain point in your day.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes meditation can simply be a couple minutes here and a couple minutes there. It's about pausing in your life and slowing down.
Mm-hmm.
And I know personally, one thing that I did early on when I first started to meditate was I would use sound. We had this great refrigerator that was old and it would hum. And I would use the hum of the refrigerator to focus on, to be kind of the mantra to keep my mind focused in that space of presence. And you can do it sitting outside listening to the birds chirp, watching the grass grow. I mean, there's just so many things when you, I mean, Susan or Jacob has shared with us, learn to watch the simple things in life. So I think, you know, that's part of that allowing is take a moment and acknowledge during our channeling today, I've got this beautiful plant in my room and all of a sudden I was looking at it with different eyes. It's like, oh my gosh, it's so, just so cool. And appreciating the flow and the different colors of the leaves and the beauty of its existence. And when you do that throughout your day, appreciating and noticing and pausing, that's what develops this beautiful connection with the angelic realm.
And to me, go ahead. I'm sorry, Carrie. No, hop in, Susan, please. No, to me, it just reminded me, too, of the fact that when listening to what Carrie said is that we don't even look at each other. It's like we're all human beings and we're all having similar situations in our lives. But because we're so busy, we don't really look. And I think if you look at somebody, then you kind of see their light and their soul. So we're missing just so much because we're just so busy.
Yeah,
I love that.
I completely agree with that. I think what I felt very strongly when I was working with Orion was just allowing ourselves to be mindful, because just having that little bit of mindfulness when you're going through your day, no matter how many things you have going on, it allows you, there's that word again, it allows you to be much more present in the moment, as opposed to, well, I got this project done, what's my next one? You know, we're always constantly, you know, we don't take the time to just complete one thing and breathe and then move on to the next. We just kind of keep plowing through.
That's so true.
And I know.
Don't they put so much validity these days if you're a multitasker? You know what I mean? It's kind of like that's not a good thing.
Yeah. Right. I believe I was actually that I was reading an article, and of course the all of it will escape me now, but it was something to the effect of multitasking actually prevents you from getting as much done because your focus is so distorted that you are not able to just complete one project. You're hopping back and forth, and I definitely know that's true for me.
Yeah, and I think one thing that Susan had channeled was unless you learn to do this, to watch the simple things in life and allow, your actions will actually be against you. So I think that is just a really beautiful reminder that sometimes it is a balance between being and doing that creates the most abundance in our life versus out of balance with constantly doing. I know one thing I've tried to do in my life this year is take a day off. And so Sundays are kind of my unplugged days.
and just, you know, not planning anything and just having that freedom of there's nothing I have to do today. There's nothing, nobody wanting anything, nobody needing anything. I can just be today, and I don't even have to read a book or, you know, play a memory game. I can just simply watch the grass grow.
Yeah. I love that, Faith. I love that you take an entire day. And I have to mention this one thing that Orion had said about, he focused on individuality quite a bit, and I liked that. And, you know, simply being will allow you to be free. And it's funny because I think we're also busy trying to be free. Do you know what I mean? But it's
Mm-hmm.
And I just loved the focus on individuality, because that was sort of something new that I hadn't thought about. And I loved the way that he was sort of saying, you know, about being crazy, and how I think I typed down the quote, the crazy happens when you're living in the past or anxious about the future, but in the present, it's where the beauty truly lies. I love that.
Yeah. And the favorite quote that I got down was, let go of crazy and you are free to be out of sync and create your own path. I totally love that. That is just, oh my gosh, all kinds of fireworks went off with that one.
Well, I have certainly discovered that it is very clear to me why I have been working with him, because this is all stuff he has helped me on, so...
Absolutely. Well, thank you, everyone, for taking the time out of your busy day to join us here on Angel Talk Tuesday. Archives are posted 24 hours after the live show airs on ohmtimesradio.com. Don't forget to join us for our discussion during the show on Angel Talk Tuesday Break Room. You have a plethora of angels uplifting, inspiring, and enfolding you in God's love every day. Until next time, this is a psychic angel channelers, Julie Geigel, Susan Schuler, and Carrie Ann Larson, helping you connect with your own angelic team.